The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Let's go back to the phones and say hello to the driver of the number 48, Ally Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Alex Bowman is back on the show with us. Alex, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We were just talking, waiting for you to call, that Chicago is a good place for you. You won at Chicagoland, where you guys returned to this week, and you've also won on the street course there. So you got to be happy about going to Chicago.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely been a good place for us over the years. It feels like forever since we've been on the oval, and obviously, you know, different race car, and I think it's going to race way differently than it did 7 years ago. But yeah, excited to get back there. I think it's going to be a fun event. And excited to get it. Honestly, feels like going to a new racetrack. So, looking forward to it.
Yeah, you mentioned, because the last time you guys were there was in the old car. So, what is the, for people listening, the biggest difference on a mile and a half intermediate track from the previous generation car and this current car?
I think there are two like really big differences. One, the old car, you could slide around a lot. So like, while they didn't look like they made as much grip as the new car, they felt like they made more grip, honestly. Like you could slide them around. They were forgiving. Like even when they were sliding, they like maintained grip and you could make speed. Like you watched the end of the last race there with Kyle and I going back and forth for the win. Like we're sideways getting off the corner, you know, and sliding around a lot. Whereas the new car, if you slide it at all, for the most part, you just crash it. Like every now and then you can get lucky and save one. But as soon as they unhook out of the racetrack, you're in pretty big trouble. And you're at least going to go really slow when you're doing that. So that's a big difference. And then how they go over bumps is way different. Like the old car would just absorb the bumps. You might like drag the racetrack with truck arm mounts or the splitter or whatever, but it would kind of absorb everything, where the new car is like riding around on pogo sticks. Like you hit bumps and it's really bad. Like it gets bad in a hurry. So, that track is slick. So you're going to slide a lot and it's really bumpy. So it's going to be really interesting with the new car. Cause those two things are going to be definitely exploited there, but, looking forward to seeing who gets through it the best.
Alex Bowman is on the Chase and McJoe show. All right, third at Talladega, third in Texas. Is it frustrating to get so close, Alex, because the week before Kansas, you're 18th, the Bristol 37th, but when you're right there, how frustrating is it when you're so close to winning that race?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, Texas, we didn't feel that close, but Talladega felt pretty close. So, yeah, definitely, you know, those close ones that you lose are always a little tough. But for me, like if it's something I did and I'm like, I should have done this differently and we would have won, it's pretty tough. But when things just kind of don't go our way or didn't shuffle out how we needed them to, then it's kind of a little bit easier for me. So glad that we had those couple good runs, and we had a good run this weekend in Sonoma too. So hopefully getting things pointed back in the right direction a little bit.
Guys, we've had on the show, Alex, like you talk about how much a simulator can really get you going. When you do it with something like Chicago, how close is a simulator to what you're going to be doing on the streets of Chicago?
The oval.
The oval. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's it just depends. Like, they had a test there on the oval. So basically, like, after they test there, whoever did the testing will go back and, like, try to correlate the simulator and help get the simulator to drive as close to real life as you can. And it was the same with the street course. Like, after we raced at the street course, they'd go back and try to correlate it. But it's never perfect. So I haven't run the sim for the oval yet. I'm going to run it tomorrow morning. Hopefully it's spot on and we can take all our info from there and it applies at the racetrack and we're really good. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes that doesn't happen. So if that doesn't happen, I'm going to yell at Larson for getting it wrong after they tested there, but we'll wait and see.
Well, it's the first time you guys have been back since 2019. I just assumed it was just still going on the street course, but now back to the oval. And this is a place that you're really not familiar with, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been so long since we've been there, right? Like, I'm fortunate enough to – I won the last race there, but it was 7 years ago. So it was a long time ago and a different race car and a different style of racing and everything. So, we don't have a big notebook to go off of. We don't have, you know, last year's stuff to try to tweak on and make better. We're kind of starting from scratch, and we'll see how it goes.
Would you like to see a scenario – Alex Bowman is with us – where – you know, you continue to race at the oval, but also back on the streets? Because I know there's been conversations about doing the street course race in Chicago again.
Yeah, I mean, I think the street course, they're super fun. Honestly, the street courses with the cup car are a lot of fun. We just ran, you know, San Diego on the naval base, and that was really cool. It was definitely, you know, the style of a street course. I think it's just so technical and so tricky with the cup cars that it's really fun to drive, and I enjoy that a lot. So I would love to do both. Obviously, I've won at both of them. So selfishly, I like both those places. And, hopefully in the future we can get back to that.
Do you feel like that you're feeling back to normal? I know you've battled vertigo and injuries and all of that. Do you feel like you're yourself again?
Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty okay. You know, I think anybody that's broke their back probably knows that I don't think you ever get completely back to normal after that. I certainly struggle with some pain here and there, but, I feel pretty okay. And, you know, it was nice to have a solid weekend, this weekend. 'Cause obviously since coming back, aside from Talladega and Texas, we've kind of been a mess a little bit on the 48 team. So, you know, we had a solid weekend, solid top 10, and hopefully that kind of points us in the right direction and we can just kind of get things back rolling how they need to be. But physically, I feel pretty good, and we're just chipping away at it.
Alex, I'll let you know, I looked up Tucson, Arizona, where you grew up, right? And you're one of the most notable people that says – from Tucson, Arizona. So there's some good news for you today. Your hometown loves you.
I'll take it. Somebody's got to love me, right? So, that's cool. We got to fly through there the other day on the way to San Diego. So that was cool. I hadn't been home in a bit, but, it's hot there right now. It's hot in Charlotte where I'm at right now. The whole country is hot. So,
right.
It's a cool place.
How did you fall in love with racing in the middle of basically of the desert in Tucson?
Yeah, so my dad was just a big NASCAR fan, honestly. So he was a big Jeff Gordon fan, and he somehow knew that Jeff Gordon got to start racing in quarter midgets, which are kind of like go-karts. They were building a quarter midget track in Tucson kind of around the time that I was like 5 or 6, and just went to the track and ended up getting in a car and kind of starting from there. So, fell in love with it at a young age. Honestly, I'm just a big car guy. Like, I've always loved cars. My dad had a small paint shop in Arizona that I grew up working at. So, kind of always really liked the mechanical side of cars and working on cars. So still a big car guy. And that's kind of always drawn me towards racing.
Alex Bowman is with us. You've, you know, in the prime of your career, have been with Hendrick Motorsports in the 88, now the 48, Ally, a huge supporter. Obviously, I know there's a lot of questions with, you know, what happens beyond this year. Have you had any conversations with Mr. H on what the future looks like?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we've all definitely talked about everything, and they kind of know where I'm at with things. So I think the biggest thing is just trying to get things pointed back in the right direction for us. Like, it's been a tough go over the last 2 months. And I think, you know, Sonoma was a good step towards that. We just need to, you know, keep doing that. So honestly, it hasn't really been a big worry for me. Just honestly want to get back to running better and having fun at the racetrack. That's kind of the biggest thing. So glad to kind of put our best foot forward this weekend from that.
For sure. Alex, always enjoy the conversations with you and appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend at Chicagoland, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to chumbacasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.